Visiting today with Pleasantville head softball coach Allie Phillips. Coach, you look at the last week for your team's season, whether or not cooperating all that much. You had that game Monday at Des Moines Christian suspended due to weather, and you'll finish that at a later date, and then a game at Van Meter. The Wayne game canceled due to weather, but then picking up that big conference doubleheader at ACGC on Thursday night. Can you just walk me through at least the start of the Des Moines Christian game, Van Meter and ACGC?
Our Des Moines Christian game, unfortunately, it must be something about us going there, because this is the second time we've attempted to go there and rain showed up on us. So we're in the bottom of the fifth. It was very close to getting that game finished with the rule, the way the rule lies. But since we were there, they're the home team and we got to make that up. So, with that game, we started pretty well, kind of dead as far as like our bats go, but then they came alive for us towards the end of the game. So I'm hoping we can kind of keep that same momentum as we start in the fifth inning, bottom of the fifth. Like I said, it's going to be some pressure. They have some, a base runner on second, and we have some things we got to get ready to do for that game. So, we're hoping for the best when that makeup here this upcoming Wednesday. But, the Van Meter game, again, it's a great team, right? They're a great program. They've had a lot of good athletes coming through there, and they have a huge, pool of kids that they get to work with. So, I just reminded my girls, obviously, the last time we played them, it wasn't a game that we enjoyed, looking back at. It was a tough one for us. So, I wanted them to come in with clear heads with that game. And, the pressure's on them, right? When you're a team that's ranked number one and you have this, vision to uphold, I remind my girls, that the pressure's on them. Let them be the one that have to show up and do the right things. And we just show up and we play our ball game. And, we held them pretty well. The downfall is they get the base hits in the spots that they need them. Overall, we played pretty good that game. But when you get a base runner or two on and then you get a base hit somewhere deep in the outfield, that can get you a couple runs per inning and all of a sudden it can get out of hand. So overall, I felt like we did pretty good in that Van Meter game. And again, it's that we need to face, it might not be a win that we get, but as long as we're doing the things right, we're showing up, we're putting some, stringing some bats together and stuff. Teams like that are what are going to help us get farther in the offseason, or I guess I should say during the regional. So, the Wednesday game, we were pretty bummed. That was kind of a date we were tossing around as far as trying to make up the Des Moines Christian game. So losing that one to a rainout and then still having to find another date for the Des Moines Christian game isn't something that we'd love to do, but it's something we have to do. So we'll make it through. But going into that game, two games yesterday, that varsity doubleheader, I reminded the girls, these are conference games that we need. Let's show up, let's play hard, let's do our best and see if we can't get some of these games, under in a quick wrap. Let's be able to play this team to our capability, be able to get a couple wins.
Yeah, and can you walk me through a little bit of, the ACGC game, picking up those two big conference wins on the road there in that doubleheader Thursday night?
Right. It was, like I said, it's a mentality thing. When you go there, you're on the bus for almost an hour and a half. So I think it's about an hour and 20, hour and a half to get there. So, and yesterday was a hot one. It was one of our hotter games that we've played so far, or dates that we have played on so far. And that was something I had to kind of keep reminding the girls, like, accept it. We're here. It's hot. We know it. It's softball. And that's just how it's going to be. So let's work through it and let's play a good ball game. So, I wanted to keep them going and keep them up, but as well as let's focus on one game at a time. Yeah, we have two games that we have to get today, or two games that we want to be able to win here, but let's focus on game one, get that done, do our best in that game, and then let's roll into game two, and if we need to make some changes, we can. We were able to get that game one done in five innings. We were the home team that first game for that varsity doubleheader, so we were able to put that away 8-0 in the fifth inning, and that allowed us to be able to kind of stay with what we had going, what we had working into that second game. So the lineup basically looked the same going in. Kind of looked at it as, the first couple innings could be the ending of the first game, and if base hits start to happen or something like that, then we can switch it up. And Lainey Kennedy, she pitched five more innings of that game. We ended up going a full seven, but she was able to put five innings away for us. So she worked hard on the mound. We had defense working hard behind her. And then after 10 innings of a lineup being able to see you, you might need to make a change. And so we ended up bringing Callie Weisong in, and she finished up the two innings for us. And it was a nice game too as well, that second game, because we were able to get some of those other girls that maybe haven't had as much playing time at the varsity level in, because a lot of the games we play are tight, tight games. And so when you're able to kind of relax a little bit, have a little bit of a lead, you can start putting in some of those other girls and get them some more playing time.
Yeah, and also, you look ahead a little bit. You guys competing on Saturday at that Rose Festival tournament, and then you get a very busy stretch throughout the rest of your season, really all the way till your last regular season game on July 2nd. As for you as coach, how do you kind of keep the girls refreshed and ready to go each night from the night before, whether it's a win or loss, being able to flip the page, and already start to focus next on the game ahead of you?
Yeah, no, our tail end of our schedule is pretty packed, hence why we're having to lose games to make up conference games, which is kind of unfortunate. But yep, I kind of like it that way. You have a good few weeks at the beginning of season to work on some fundamentals, work through some things, and then it's go time. And that's kind of the way I like it to look. I want as many games as we possibly can, because I feel like that's where the girls gain the most, learn the most. And just getting that playing time and getting put in those positions and those situations to be able to handle them better maybe the next time. And when we're playing tough teams and maybe obviously not non-conference teams, you make those mistakes and you can learn from them, and it's not going to hurt us in the conference run. And then let's pull that into the regional play. So packing our schedule, I do enjoy it. This tournament, this is a first for us going to this Rose Festival here and up there in West Marshall. So I'm excited for it. It's going to be a hot one, and we all know it, but I'm excited because we're going to see a couple different teams, and it'll give us some opportunities to see some different levels. So that'll be a good one. But as far as keeping the girls ready, and if we do have a tough loss or we have a tough game or something, I tell the girls, I'm like, let it sink in for tonight. Think on the things that we've done, think on the things that we can do better. It's okay to accept what happened tonight, but then we have to put it away. We have to flush it, and we have to find a way to come back and, start over tomorrow. Because that's kind of how softball works. You don't get a whole lot of breaks in softball. Softball is a very big mental game, and you want to dwell on something that's going to affect you. So, I think that kind of helps keeping the consistency of those games. It's kind of giving those girls the repetition as far as, okay, this was this game. Now I got to get rid of it because here's a new game the next day. And that's kind of how we're going to have to face these next few weeks with our busy schedule.
Coach, and two, can you just talk about, I don't ask about it, individual players all that much, but just the season that Harper McGraw is having, an eighth grader coming in, batting .500 on the year, over a almost a .600 on base percentage, and just brought incredible production to your lineup. Did you anticipate before the season started what she was capable of and going to bring to your lineup, or has this kind of just been an extra a bonus this season?
I had no doubt in Harper McGraw. She's a great athlete. She's a great kid. She's very mentally strong and capable. I had a high hopes for her. I maybe put a little too much pressure on her at the start, but I think she's handled it well. She's put in a lot of work over the years to be able to be where she's at, and it shows. It shows in the way that she practices, the way that she shows up, the way that she wants to perform. And a thing that I really enjoy about Harper is she's not playing for herself. She's playing for her team. If she makes a mistake, she's not mad at herself because she embarrassed herself. She's mad because that base runner is on there because of her, and that's going to affect her team. And that's something that I love about her. But, aside from that, she brings so much. Yeah, she's probably one of our leading hitters. She might have one of the most RBIs. I haven't looked at stats in a while as far as that goes, but she performs. I have no doubt when she gets in the box that she's going to put that ball in play. And if she's not getting on base, it's because she's working through the zone and she's really trying to find a pitch that she likes. And I don't think she has a whole lot of strikeouts on the season, and a lot of those strikeouts might have been something that wasn't worth a strikeout, I guess, if you could say. But she's putting that ball in play about every single time she's up there, and she's doing what she can for us. I have her in one of the hardest positions in defense. She's at third base, and in the conference we play with the teams that we play, that ball gets smoked in that position. And any coach would tell you that third base, that's a tough position, And so, maybe she has a couple extra errors that some people look at her as, that's the place you want to hit. But, they might not be taken into effect of how hot of a spot that is. And, it's not that she's making these errors. She's getting these balls hit at her, and she's knocking them down. She's doing what she can. So, I'm delighted in what she's bringing to us. I think she brings some energy, and I think she also challenges some of these other girls. She's bringing a lot to the table and kind of showing what we can be capable of. What we can strive to do and what we can strive to continue doing. So, she's brought a lot as far as stats goes, but I think she's brought a lot as far as team morale too.
Well, Coach, kind of before we close, Monday night's always a big night, for the softball program, as you have your strikeout cancer game. I believe that's Monday, and I think that coincides with baseball as well. They do kind of the same thing. Just your encouragement for people to show up to that and be a part of that awesome opportunity.
Yeah, yep, that is this upcoming Monday, the 23rd, I believe. That's this upcoming Monday. We actually are doing a varsity doubleheader now. It was supposed to be a JV varsity, but due to a rainout earlier in the season, it's going to be a varsity doubleheader versus Earlham. Earlham's a great team in our conference. They put on a great show. It's a great competition for us, so they should be a couple good ball games. So aside from it being the cancer crusher game, You know, we have some good ball games coming ahead of us playing those guys. So, but yes, as far as Cancer Crusher, we have a lot of stuff. We have some folks here in the community that really do a lot of effort to try to make it a big event. You know, we have T-shirts. We'll have a variety of stuff. We have some local businesses that are donating or finding a way to help out any way they can. But as far as that event, you know, the first game will start at 5:30. Again, it's a varsity doubleheader, and then we'll roll into that second game after that. So, yep, we would love any and all, you know, encouragement and support. If you can't make it, we do have that live stream now that can be found on our Facebook page or on the school website as well. So, a lot of ways to support us, a lot of ways to support the cause. But we're excited for that game here, or those two games here coming up on Monday.
Well, Coach, I appreciate your time as always, you know, and best of luck, you know, especially this weekend at that Rose Festival tournament.